This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The NDA Parliamentary Party meeting is underway at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, JP Nadda, Ashwini Vaishnav, Bhupendra Yadav, BJP President Nitin Naveen, Lok Jan Shakti Party MP Chirag Paswan, AIADMK MP M. Thambi Durai, among others, NDA MPs are present in the meeting. During the meeting, NDA MPs felicitated Prime Minister Modi for the India-US trade agreement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced that Made in India products will now have a reduced US tariff of 18%. He made the announcement in a social media post after talking to US President Donald Trump. The Prime Minister stated that it was wonderful to speak with his dear friend President Trump, adding that when two large economies and the world's largest democracies work together, it benefits people and unlocks immense opportunities for mutually beneficial cooperation. The Prime Minister extended gratitude to President Trump on behalf of the 1.4 billion people of India for this announcement. Prime Minister Modi added that President Trump's leadership is vital for global peace, stability and prosperity. He said India fully supports his efforts for peace. He said he is looking forward to working closely with President Trump to take the bilateral partnership to unprecedented heights. US President Donald Trump has said that United States' amazing relationship with India will be even stronger going forward. Mr. Trump said Prime Minister Narendra Modi is one of his greatest friends and a powerful and respected leader of India. Mr. Trump further said that he and Prime Minister Modi are two people that get things done, something that cannot be said for most. Both the Houses of Parliament will continue the discussions on the motion of thanks on the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament. In the Lok Sabha, a total of 18 hours have been allotted for the discussion. In the Rajya Sabha, 16 hours have been allotted for the discussion. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting raids on multiple locations in West Bengal today. ED is searching the house of a businessman in Durgapur, Prabir Datta, who deals in coal and sand. In a separate raid, the house of officer of in charge of Budbud Police Station, Manoranjan Mandal, is being searched. ED is also raiding the house of a businessman at Jamuria of Asansol town in connection with coal smuggling case. Indian mountaineer Kabak Yano has successfully summited Mount Aconcagua in Argentina, the highest peak in South America, as part of her ambitious seven-summit mountaineering expedition. Kabak Yano hails from Arunachal Pradesh. Mount Aconcagua is towered at 22,831 feet above sea level, and it is the highest peak in the Western Hemisphere. Dense fog in the national capital is affecting flight operations at Delhi Airport, with movements currently under Cat 3 conditions, which may lead to delays or disruptions. Delhi Airport has issued an advisory asking passengers to contact their respective airlines or visit the official website for the latest flight information. On-ground officials are available across terminals to provide necessary assistance. Airport authorities said they are working closely with all stakeholders to minimize inconvenience to the passengers. Travelers have been advised to check the latest flight status before heading to the airport. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions over Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted dense fog likely at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Bihar, Rajasthan, West Madhya Pradesh and Odisha today. The domestic equity markets opened with a historic rally, surging sharply in early trade, supporting by upbeat global cues following the announcement of the key India-US trade deal. Nifty jumped 750 points and BSE Sensex opening 2,400 points higher. And that is the end of this news bulletin.